Some campaign signs on private property along Alaska's highways can be displayed for now. That's after a judge issued a temporary restraining order today, stopping the state from removing signs outside the state's right-of-way. But Superior Court Judge Herman Walker's order allows the state to continue to enforce the ban within the state's right-of-way. That's as long as the state treats political and commercial signs the same. Assistant Attorney General Mike Schechter says the order allows the state to protect public safety.
The judge's order does essentially what the state requested, which is make clear that folks are allowed to place small temporary political campaign signs on their private property, and allows the state to continue enforcing restrictions on signage within the right-of-way.
Signs were removed under a highway billboard ban in existence since before statehood. The American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska, the campaign group Dunleavy for Alaska, and Palmer resident Eric Siebels had sued the State Department of Transportation for removing them in July. ACLU spokesperson Casey Reynolds says he's pleased.
The judge sided with us on about 85% of the territory that's in dispute and is going to issue a separate ruling on the remainder in the next couple of weeks.
The ACLU says its intent was not to lift the ban on commercial billboards, but the lawsuit challenges the ban's constitutionality. The judge indicated a second order with further guidance on enforcing the ban will be forthcoming.